said this morning, you guys looked at video of the last game against St. Louis, and he said that might be a good way to kind of get some confidence back in the room, see themselves doing good things. Would you agree with that?
We have played some good hockey this year, some good speed and quickness and confidence. So systems don't change a whole lot. We did video on their recent games, and their game against us is pretty standard stuff. But there's good things to see in a hockey game, and it's interesting when you watch enough of it, you see the mistakes the other teams make, and you realize you're not the only team making them. We just got a volume issue, and cut down a little volume and get back to our game.
They seem to bring out the best in your team. These are always fun games to watch anyway. Do you agree with that?
Lots of speed, lots of intensity. Both teams will finish their checks hard. They both bring that out. I think coming to the building, you know what's going to happen on the ice, and that gets that energy. There's in both buildings, too, the crowds. In the St. Louis games, I think they appreciate the intensity. Certainly at home we do. So it's been a good matchup for quality of a hard game.
You often talk about leaning on your leadership in times like this. What are you seeing from them in terms of getting the group ready here for tonight?
Yeah, well, you know what? I look at it as my job. So this is the toughest thing to do in pro sports is to manufacture confidence when you don't have a recent memory of being a confident team. And so those guys need to do their leading in about 8 or 9 hours from now. The responsibility of getting this team turned around, playing the right way, is on me.
Is it tough to strike a balance between the pat on the back and the kick in the pants at a time like this?
You're always learning because it's different every year. Your players are different. The ages of them are different. Their experiences are different. I think you learn how to do both at these times. I mean, not all is lost, and it's as it feels. The game in Nashville makes you feel that way. But you do have to deal with your issues, and you're not sweeping them under the rug and saying there's not any things we got to clean up. There's lots that we got to clean up. But I think maybe as you get older as a coach, you realize it's not always one or the other. You got to be able to do both.
You were asked the other night if you felt bad for your goaltenders, and you made it clear you didn't.
No.
You felt this was on everybody. What do you need to see from them? What do they have to do?
Just the same. Look at the same thing. If we give up 9 breakaways, percentages say 66% of them get saved. So grab 6 of them, and if you have a big night, grab 7 of them. They don't get to control a lot of what happens in front of them. So, no, I'm not hanging the play of them in front of them, and I'm also not – there haven't been an awful lot of bad goals. So be better. It's a dangerous thing to separate, and you always say, well, if it wasn't for the goaltender. When the goaltender has a big night and plays great, the forwards in front of him, the D in front of him, have a big piece of that too. And the opposite is true. When we are god-awful in front of them, there's always the chance, right? You can always at least keep the game tied. So everybody's got to pitch in.
It's your 9th game in 9 different cities. Does it feel like that?
Oh, yeah. Yep. It absolutely. And it's a factor. It's not an excuse. But it is a factor. We've had an opportunity to see a lot of the National Hockey League cities. And the payoff is you want to be .500 or better on the road, and you want to be a good road team. But there's some home games in the bank now. But yeah, it feels like that. I think everybody will be looking forward to getting back home.
Well, can you tell us about your lineup? Will we see you out on party tonight?
Yes. So the problem with the question that you asked yesterday, just for me, I don't tell anybody anything until I've had a conversation with the players that aren't in the lineup, and I hadn't at that point. So the three fellows that are skating today won't be playing tonight.
Thank you.